Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A warm night across Israel with calm skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze, perfect for a stroll if you're out late. Meanwhile, Eilat remains pleasantly warm. Here are today's headlines. First, in earlier reporting from Ynet, an IDF soldier, Liam Ben Hamo, was killed by a Hezbollah explosive drone in southern Lebanon. Another soldier was moderately wounded. Also in the past hour, JNS reported that the IDF has released the name of the soldier killed in Lebanon. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu extended condolences to the family. Also this hour, according to Israel Hayom, UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer stated that Iran poses a threat to Jews. This follows a stabbing attack in Golders Green, raising the threat level to high. Separately, I-24 News informs us that a new shipment of 6,500 tons of munitions and military equipment from the US arrived in Israel as part of a global logistics operation. And finally, Axios reports that Donald Trump has announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This could facilitate a peace deal with Iran. Here's what people are saying online. Eve Barlow, a Jewish commentator, shared just minutes ago her concerns about being targeted as a Zionist and a Jewish woman. Jewish Warrior 13 reported that the UAE's Ministry of Foreign Affairs is urging its citizens to leave Iran, Lebanon, and Iraq immediately. Yasha, a journalist, broke the news that the UAE is banning travel to Iran, Lebanon, and Iraq and is advising its citizens to return home promptly. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the incident in Lebanon, Ynet reports that the IDF soldier killed was involved in Operation Roaring Lion, which has seen 16 soldiers fall since February. This highlights the ongoing tensions on Israel's northern border, posing a continuous threat to regional stability. Turning to the statement from UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Israel Hayom notes that Starmer's remarks came amid heightened tensions following an attack that shocked the Jewish community. The increased threat level signifies growing concerns about anti-Semitic violence in Europe. Meanwhile, the arrival of military supplies from the US, as reported by I-24 News, is part of ongoing support for Israel's defense needs. This shipment strengthens Israel's military readiness amidst regional conflicts. And with Trump's ceasefire announcement, Axios suggests this could ease tensions temporarily. However, it places political pressure on Netanyahu, who must balance domestic concerns with international diplomacy. On the economic front, first, CTEC highlights a security report from Nevatim revealing vulnerabilities at an F-35 base. This raises concerns about potential drone threats. Separately, Ynet Business reports that Israeli firm Silver Fort has acquired Fabric Security. This acquisition aims to enhance AI-driven identity protection for enterprises. And finally, Walla Business discusses a decline in development jobs within the Israeli high-tech sector. Despite overall resilience, this trend signals potential shifts in the industry. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 1 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.